All right. Item number 14.
From the Interim Director, Department of Health and Human Services, submitting an informational report regarding the 2010 Behavioral Health Division Capital Budget Project and issues regarding the recent statement of deficiency. Also to the Committee on Finance and Audit, informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Okay.
This is a continuing report that we have been providing the committee regarding the status of our statement of deficiency at the Behavioral Health Division. As you know, we have an open statement of deficiency until April of 2011. We have continued to make great progress. We have had the state surveyors in at least six or seven times since the original statement of deficiency, and they continue to have questions but have continued to giving us a good positive comments about the progress that we've made to date. And we will continue working on that. As you can see, at this point, we have about 75% of the items taken care of, and we will continue through April. It will certainly be a great pleasure once we reach that and we can report that this will be closed. Again, this was on the hospital. We had indicated earlier that we anticipated we would have another audit that really would look at the BTACs, more of the clinical records, and not concentrate so much on the actual environment and, you know, the facility. And this survey, again, is every 4 years, so that I believe we are in a good position and, you know, give kudos to Mr. Tejens and his staff, as well as a number of the skilled trades that have worked with us from DTPW to assure that we were timely, this was done correctly, and done effectively.
Thank you. Any questions or comments from committee members on this item? No? Okay. Seeing none. This is